This is a download for the Wireless Theatre Company.
Hello, how are you? My name is Ariadne. You probably know me because I'm very famous. And I am, how you say, beautiful. I am married to a famous footballer, Thaniki Thessaloniki. You know him? He's very famous. We have a lot of celebrity friends, and we go to their parties all the time. Oh, you are very jealous of me, darling. I can see she is very jealous. But please, do not be jealous, huh? I only speak the truth, huh? Your hair is too long, huh? When I go to these parties, all my famous friends, they want my advice. Because I'm very clever. And also because I am very beautiful. You know, some people say to me that I am a gold digger because I'm married to a footballer, but I don't listen because the people that say this, they are, how you say, poor. So I don't listen. I don't listen. I am actually here in London to promote my new diet book, Housewives and Hummus, a Deadly Combination. You know, I tell you, I have ruined the lives of enough first wives to know how to tell these bitches to put down the pizza bread and listen to Ariadne. It's true. It's very true. But I tell you, I'm on the party scene in London. It's very exciting. And at the party last week, I see Victoria Beckham. You know her? Posh Spice. I'm very excited. So I go to her and I say, Victoria, I have something very important to talk to you about. She's not listening. She has a strange expression on her face. I think it's hunger. But I carry on and I say to her, Victoria, in all my time as a wag, a wonderfully attractive gold digger, I have seen many wives and girlfriends. But where, Victoria, where is the club for the boyfriends of the footballers? We have the wags. Where are the fags? Where are they? Where are they, Victoria? But she wasn't listening to me because it was dinner time. They had just brought out all the food, so it was time for her to hide in the bathroom and chew her face. So, but I think I make my point. So I have to tell you that as I am walking away from Victoria, somebody bumps into me. I turn around and it is Jordan. You know her? Jordan. She has bumped into me with her silicone and made me spill my champagne all over my Armani. I'm not happy, darlings. I'm not happy. So I turn to her and I say an ancient Greek expression. Thanidis maris katardis. Which means, loosely translated, stop using your blind fat baby to sell magazines, you vacuous whore. I think I made my point. But I have to tell you, I'm also very big on the LA party scene. I'm a worldwide traveler. I'm beautiful. I'm famous. It goes with the territory. So I have to tell you that at a party 2 weeks ago, I see, I'm so excited, Britney Spears. Britney Spears. You know her, Britney Spears. I'm so excited. So I run to her. I say, Britney, what the fuck are you doing with your life? You are letting them take your picture, eating fried chicken, wearing no underwear. What the fuck are you doing with your life? Brittany, she looks at me, she doesn't say anything, and suddenly I realize I'm not talking to Britney Spears, I'm talking to the lead singer from Right Said Fred. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed, but it's an easy mistake to make, you know, it could happen to anyone. But I have to tell you, also at this party was the Cruz family. Oh, the Cruz, the Tom, the Katie, the little Suri, the Cruz family, so sweet. And I have to tell you, Katie looked beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And it was so sweet to see her little one all dressed up. Little Tom looks so cute in his suit. So cute. You know, I tell you, he tried to convert me to Scientology this night. Yes, but I say to him, I cannot hear you from down there. I cannot hear you. So I was safe. But, you know you are jealous because I keep solving the problems of all the celebrities. And what about you? What about you out there, darling? So some of you listeners have written some little problems for me, and I'm here to solve them for you. So the first problem. Ariadne, my husband takes me for granted. What can I do to get him to pay attention to me? Sleep with his brother. Then he will watch you all the time. All the time. Okay, next question. Ariadne, My children are so naughty. I have no control over them. What can I do? I say to this woman, I say, you can be strong, and stand up for yourself. Or you can sell them for the highest price, for the highest price. Okay, next question, next question. Ariadne, my boyfriend does not satisfy me sexually. Oh my God, now this is a very common problem. Not for me, my Thaniki, he has more money than God, a cock like a rock, and he can touch his forehead with his tongue. So it's not a problem for me, but I tell you, I get this written to me all the time, and I have to say, gentlemen, us ladies, we do not ask for a lot. All we want is earth-shattering sex, that lasts for hours, multiple orgasms, and a champagne breakfast in the morning. But what we usually get is sore. That's all. That's all I have to say about that. But one last question. I know you want one last question. Ariadne, I am lost. I do not know what to do with my life. This is a very big problem. Not for me. My life is perfect. I have a big house with no children, thank God. I am married to a famous footballer with hair, lots of hair. And I am, how you say, beautiful. Beautiful. So I say to this woman, I say, you can never be like Ariadne. So your life will always be a little bit sad. I hope this helps you out there, darling. I hope this helps you. That is all I had the time for because I'm having an African child delivered. And if I miss him, I have to pick him up from the post office. It takes forever, so I have to go. But please do not be jealous. Thank you very much.
Hi, Hannah. I'm Lenora, and I'm your life coach. Your new life starts today, Hannah. From now on, you will no longer wake up saying, what is this cruel life, God? You bastard! Anymore. Now, let me see. You're here because you want to lose 3 stone, is that right? No? 4 stone? No? That's interesting. Then why are you here, Hannah? To improve your self-esteem. All right, sorry about that. Well, getting rid of those bingo wings will be a huge step in the right direction, Hannah. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the way I work, Hannah. Because you're shifting in your seat, I can tell you're a bit uneasy. Either that or your fat ass doesn't fit in the chair. I'm just not sure, Hannah. But let me tell you something. I believe in tough love. Tough love, Hannah. I'm going to ride you like a buckaroo, big girl. And if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Which should be step one for you. Anyway, let me tell you a little story, Hannah. Let me take you back in time. When I was 4 years old, my father installed a laser beam alarm system into our kitchen, Hannah, to catch us when we were snacking. I bet you like that word, don't you, big girl? Shall I say it again? Snacking. If I took one step into that kitchen outside of mealtimes, Hannah, I'd be trapped by 1,000 red laser beams that would burn your fake tan right off. It was like Mission Impossible. When I wanted a biscuit, Hannah. A fucking biscuit! I was 4 years old! But I'll tell you something. That man made me the svelte size 8/14 that you see before you today. Thank you, Dad. May you rest in peace. Now, let me see. Bullied at school, were you? Yeah. Parents divorced when you were a teenager, did they? Am I right? Am I right? I'm right, aren't I? You're going to cry? You're going to cry? Hurts, doesn't it? You're going to cry? You're going to cry? Rips you like a chainsaw, doesn't it, big girl? You're going to cry? You're going to cry? You're going to cry? Your textbook, Hannah. Page 1, chapter 1. And frankly, it's pathetic. Oh, God, don't cry. Don't cry. I don't allow tears in my office. I don't even have tissues. You're going to have to wipe that on your sleeve, you dirty bitch. Well, I have a solution for you. Forget all these fad diets. Atkins, bulimia, suicide, although for you that is an option. I have the answer for you. the Lenora Life Changing Program. We guarantee a minimum weight loss of 10 stone in 2 weeks. Right now, you're a walrus, Hannah. With whiskers. I can turn you in to a mermaid. Or at the very least, a baby seal. Arr, 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 arr. Sound too good to be true? Let me show you how it's done. Now, although I have a diploma in step aerobics and body jam, for some reason, I'm not legally permitted to administer a general anaesthetic. I know, it's ridiculous. So I'd like to introduce you to my beauty consultant, my cousin, Kenny. Kenny, get your ass out here and introduce yourself. He's very shy. He's just flown here straight from the bush and he's not adjusting well. Kenny! He keeps hiding behind trees and violating small animals. So don't worry, you're safe, Hannah. Unless he suddenly gets a penchant for water buffalo. Oh, he's close now, he's close. I can hear him breathing. Stay where you are, Ken. Don't touch the buffalo. Yet. Now, in order to get you to that calm, restful state, Kenny will knock you over the head with a blunt instrument of his choice. Possibly a metal pipe, though. It's his favourite. And soon you will be in that calm, restful state, ready for your diet of dreams. That's right, Hannah. We wire you up to a drip and pump you full of the strongest laxatives the black market has to offer. Nothing will pass your lips for 2 weeks, Hannah, and everything you've ever eaten will come shooting out of your ass. Isn't that exciting? It's a revolutionary new process, Hannah. And every day, Kenny will lift you up. Poor Kenny, onto an electric exercise bike. We strap your fat feet onto the pedals and send you off at 100 mph. That's miles per hour. And every time you start to come to, Kenny will be poised and ready with that pipe. And then, ta-da! It's the new you, Hannah. After 2 weeks, you wake up, well, fingers crossed, and you'll be 10 stone lighter. The bruising will go down eventually. And you'll be 6 stone. 6 stone, Hannah. People will be staring at your bones. Your bones, Hannah, your bones. It's not a dream. It can happen. And if you have any brain damage, I'll give you 20% off. We'll call it even. Because frankly, who cares if you're stupid when you're skinny? Am I right? I'm so right. I'm always right. Are you ready, Hannah? I think you are. Kenny, ready with the pipe. Ariadne and Lenora were written and performed by Elisa Kiria at Bonafide Studios for the Wireless Theatre Company. Please do not be jealous.